Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka D-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, good people, what's up and what's happening?
It's your girl, Jay, baby. Your favorite power podcast
of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with REI Radio and Radio Pushes, honey. And today, my people, today, we have Mr. Timothy Blaylock in the building, ready to do his thing. What's up with you, Big Papa?
Not much, baby. I'm just glad to be alive. Just came from a funeral, but thanks for being a guy. We still going to do the daggone thing.
I know that's right, and you know what I'm saying, my condolences, you know what I mean? We did not know that you had a funeral going on today, you know what I mean? I hope you're in good spirits, you know what I'm saying? It's a sunny day outside, so they always say a spirit goes upward when it's a sunny day, you feel me?
Right.
No doubt. Now, we want to get right into it, you know what I'm saying? Like, normally, you know, I have a joint that we want to talk about, you know what I'm saying, that you guys want to talk about. But we're going to run it, you know what I'm saying, because I know that you've been on the show before. You know, we talked about different tracks. You know, we talked about Boomba at one time, which shouts out to you on that one. It was uploaded March 2nd on YouTube, you know. And that is definitely a different track, you know, for my people out there. I checked them out on YouTube with that Boomba. You feel me? With that driven, which is a great introduction, you know, for people to know, you know, about your focus and your drive, you know, the drive side of you. And then there was You're a Blessing, which is a push and a play on love, especially long-term Black love, you know what I'm saying? And we loving it. So I wanted to talk to you real quick about what new things you have going on in your life.
Well, I'm trying to make it to the BET Awards this year. That's what one of my things to do this year. I'm trying to work on a new album, but I'm working with the team, and we just trying to push this Boomba track right quick to see how the public would receive me, and trying to look to make some more music soon. That's basically what I've been doing.
Okay, so how has the people been responding to that track, that Boomba track?
From what I've been seeing, people really like that. It's like a reggae track. I was feeling that about 2 years ago, you know, when I recorded it. And, it just flowed out right, the vibe of it. And I felt like that was the right, you know, a party track, you know. What's going on with that? That's what's going on here.
Most definitely, because like I said, I took a listen to it. And is that the one that you got spinning right now on 99.5, the Heat South Beach?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. I knew it was. Now, for the people that don't know, because we got, you know, a lot of new listeners that come through, you know what I'm saying? And some of them haven't heard you on, you know what I'm saying, this podcast, you know, the last time you was around on this one. So go ahead and still introduce yourself. Let them know where you're spitting that from, you know what I'm saying, where you homegrown from, and let them know a little bit about what you do.
Okay. My name is Timothy L. Blaylock Jr., and that is it's the part of my stage name. You know, I want it to be different because there's, you know, Timberland, Tim Rogers. You know, I said, well, let me just smash my name together and, you know, just take some letters out and be different. Ty Blaylock, you know what I mean? I was like, yeah, they're going to rock with that, you know what I mean? But my main focus is to uplift young people who feel like they can't do nothing in life. You know, people who... because I was part of special education, and I was never supposed to do anything like this, never to walk, talk. My family considered me as a miracle child. So to be doing what I'm doing is a blessing to, you know, to see me making the moves that I'm making. And I want to, I always want to encourage people who feel like they are the underdog. You can become the top dog at the end of the day if you do the work, you know? So right now, due to my physical condition, I don't work on a public job, so I have nothing but an opportunity to just work on my craft, which is my music, you know. And I'm a trained actor too, so I'm trying to get into that soon too, you know. And modeling or whatever.
See, that you're trying to outsource, you're doing other things than music right now, because that, my people is what you consider branding. When you got your name inside of music, acting, commercials, you know what I'm saying, independent films, and you're doing a bunch of different things, that is what you need to be doing. Take it from my man here. He is doing what he's supposed to do, and I need y'all to follow up and check out that boom box. You about me? You know what I'm saying?
You know,
so I'm glad you even brought that up.
You know, the great thing about it is I got my dad sitting right here. So my first time on the radio with my dad, my senior, man, is a blessing, you know. You know, he kind of probably irritated. I can't hear his gospel music right now, but that's all right.
That's okay, but, baby. That's okay.
Right. I was messing with him. Yeah.
Now, so the fact that, you know what I'm saying, you are, you know, down right now, and you are still pushing is an inspiration, because, you know, it's a lot of cats out here who are in something like a similar situation as you, but they don't have that drive and they don't have that get up. Like, what is behind you that pushes you to keep getting up and doing it?
My love for the music. I don't care too much about the hype, the glitz and glam. I just generally love music from womb. Both of my parents are musically inclined. My mother is a singer. My dad, you know, they always played music around the house, so it was naturally in my DNA code, if you want to say that. So that's definitely has been a foundation for me and other people that I've grown up with. I basically grew up in the gospel music industry. My mother used to have people come to the house all the time, you know, and I had to get by my bed for a gospel singer. So, and you would hear them singing around the house. So it's pretty much a foundation, you know, do it because, you know, it's a passion. I don't do it behind, you know, the glitz and the glam.
Mm-hmm. And see, I like that about you, because so many people, it is about the glitz and the glam and the fame. You know what I'm saying? The fame gets in your eye and you can't see around it. You know what I mean? And that ends up being the whole, you know, reason why they're doing things, instead of, you know, letting their reason behind everything just to be, I want to be a success in my own right. You know what I'm saying? And my hat is off to you for that, because you can hear it in everything that you're saying, and I'm loving this right now, because we find so many that are just cookie cutter, you know what I'm saying, of what is already out here and what people already see, and you are bringing a different and a new perspective, you know what I'm saying, to this, and I love that about you. I really do.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I just want to, you know, uplift people and, you know, young brothers around the world that you can come from nothing and still strive to do something, you know?
Right. And that is the message that everybody needs to be hearing. My people, y'all need to check my boy out. Make sure you check him out on YouTube, which is where I found him. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I done ran my ear across that phone box. You know what I'm saying? I done ran my ear across the driven, that you are a blessing. And you can check him out as Timothy Laylock Jr. on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, baby, for every time he uploads something new. You feel me? So other than the YouTube, where else is this song at? You know what I'm saying? Because if it can be bought online, we want to make sure they get into the right place to get it, honey.
Well, driven, I'm not driven, but Boomba is not really in any store right now. So I just put that on the radio just to see how people respond to it. But I'm planning to put that out in the next couple months, probably like September or something like that. But I want to, you know, just get a good response to it first while I put it on the market.
Well, that was definitely the smart way to go about it. I wish more people did that, you know what I'm saying, so they would have more music that is of substance, you know what I'm saying? You want more music of substance. It's about having that, you know what I'm saying, and not just having a bunch of songs that are just out there. And the fact that you are actually testing it in the waters is not something other people do. So I want to, you know, really just give you my hats off and a salute on that one, because it seems like you are making the right decisions and you have your mind in the right place for this.
Thank you so much.
No doubt. Now, y'all know my people, I'm a small fish in a big pond, so we don't got a lot of time, because after this, that's your regularly scheduled program. So I'm going to need y'all to check my boy out. You can check him out on Instagram.com/TIMOTHYLEEBLAYLOCK, baby. Y'all need to make sure y'all check him on YouTube, honey, and y'all getting with him, make sure you are commenting, because what he is out here for is to see what that boom is hitting for, baby. So how do we know you're there if you don't leave a comment? So I want to give you a chance to go ahead and shout out all your people and all your team, because it seems like you are headed and you got your mind and your heart in the same place and it's all headed in the right direction. And I know a lot of time that is due to the people who are standing behind you. So I want you to go ahead and give your people some love so we can give them the same love and respect that they showing you.
Okay. First, I want to thank God, first off, because he's the one who helped me do that, even though, you know, my pains and trials and tribulations. So first, a shout out to him. Second, my friends and my family, Radio Pushers, Dream Hustle Win, all those people. You know, you, Miss Lejay,
yes.
The Music General, all y'all. Y'all know who y'all is. So, you know, shout out to all y'all. Can't name everybody. There's so many of them.
You know that we don't do nothing but push greatness, you feel me? And then when we see it,
right,
people can see it. Hear it in your voice.
Right.
They see it in the way you walk and the way you talk. You know what I'm saying? And you definitely have that greatness right behind you. You feel me? So we want
right
to make sure that we do what we can to help you out in any way that we can. You know what I'm saying? Since you're
yes
definitely the original artist out here. You're definitely a diamond in a sea of, you know, just pebbles. Like, because your mind is definitely on the right track. So, for all my people, check my boy out. One more time, I'm going to tell you again, baby. Check him out on YouTube.com under T-I-M-O-T-H-Y. Wait, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y. That's right. B-L-A-Y-L-O-C-K-J-R. Timothy Blaylock Jr., honey. Go on ahead and poop it. Subscribe. Make sure you follow him. He will follow you back on that good old YouTube. And on that Instagram, that's Timothy Lee Blaylock, honey. Get with him. Check out that boom bop, baby, because you know it's spinning and spinning and spinning on the Heat South Beach 99.5. Make sure you get with him. Show your love. Y'all need to like, share, comment, stream on everything my boy got going on. You feel me? Now,
thank you.
We don't got a lot of time. Only got a couple of seconds left because the sponsors only give me a little time to plug the best. So I want
right
to thank everybody for tuning in to this interview. Make sure you check in for the link on our newly developed and uploaded page, the Dream Hustle Win page on Facebook. We are sharing all of his content. So if you're missing him, go on and check me out right there, baby, because we got him spinning all day long, honey. This has been your girl, Jay, baby. Well, Mr. Timothy Blaylock Jr. in the building with that boom box, baby.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you for coming on, my man. Like, it has been refreshing
thank
to
you
just hear where you're at and catch up with you. You know what I'm saying? It's been a minute.
Thank you. And that's one
so we want to make
you know,
sure
allowing yourself to, you know, to express your love toward all the people that's connected to you and, you know, to do what you do, to see what you do, inspiration too. So I just wanted to put that out there.
I appreciate that, no doubt, because I'm serious about the artists that I talk to, baby. It's all about the team, and without the team, there's no dream sometimes. So we making sure we pushing the best because that's what we do.
Right.
Once again, I want to thank you for coming on and thank all the listeners for listening on the Dream Hustle
yes
Win podcast interview with my boy Timothy Blaylock Jr. Check for him in that boom bop, baby. I'm telling you, you need to get with him. And you going to have to get with me on some old time, honey, because I got a lot of things I want to say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to get you for a future, too. Okay, sure. Huh?
Definitely. This is your girl, Lejay, for the Dream Hustle Win podcast, baby. On the flip side, we are definitely loving everything you do. We're going to say deuces for now, and we out, baby.
And we out. All right, bye.